Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Key talks between President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister continue at the White House, their first face-to-face since the president went to Israel after the October 7th attacks. Both leaders meeting with American families of hostages, the president pushing for a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Vice President Kamala Harris will also meet with Netanyahu separately. The presumptive Democratic nominee returning from a campaign event in Houston today, calling on rival Donald Trump to debate.
And I'll tell you, I'm ready to debate Donald Trump. I have agreed to the previously agreed upon September 10th debate. He agreed to that previously. Now it appears he's backpedaling, but I'm ready.
The former president stepping up his campaign, too, and verbal attacks on Harris. Two wildfires burning in Northern California, prompting evacuations. Authorities say it appears the park fire near Chico was intentionally set. They've made an arrest. Fire crews also battling blazes in Idaho, Oregon, and Arizona. This is ABC News. Oklahoma's state school superintendent has released guidance for public schools on his mandate that the Bible be taught beginning this fall.
Oklahoma School Superintendent Ryan Walter says every public school teacher in Oklahoma will be provided with a physical copy of the Bible and the Ten Commandments. He says every public school student in Oklahoma will be taught the Bible in its historical, cultural, and literary context. And in a letter to teachers distributed this week, Walter says to those educators who have indicated they won't follow the standards now required, quote, "Let me be clear, they will comply, and I will use every means to make sure of it," unquote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Germany's airport in Frankfurt canceling more than 100 flights as environmental activists attempt to disrupt air travel across Europe. Their ongoing protests meant to highlight the threat posed by climate change. Activists breached security fences, triggering a response from police, firefighters, and airport security. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. mid and upper 80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A weather-related spike in gas prices. Tornadoes in the Chicago area last week knocked out power to an ExxonMobil refinery. That's led to a price spike of anywhere from a quarter to 32 cents a gallon in Wisconsin, with another 10-cent jump projected. It'll take several weeks for the refinery to get back to normal. President Joe Biden addressed the nation Wednesday night after dropping out of the race last weekend and endorsing VP Kamala Harris.
I thought it was a beautiful speech. He was just so unselfish.
Fox 6 caught up with voters in Milwaukee's Deer District. A Milwaukee County judge Wednesday sentenced Joseph Tucker to two consecutive life terms for the September 2022 murders of 18-year-olds Amarian Brown and Charles Robinson. Tucker was also 18 when he fatally shot the two in Brown Deer. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Tarrant Park pool construction continues to progress. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says crews are now digging out the bowl of the pool.
Digging that out. And then, of course, the next thing you'll start to see will be the structures that they'll be putting in place to start actually doing the pool. That's probably the bulk of the work over the next 2 weeks. I mean, they need to get that all prepared and ready.
Crews will also start constructing the walls of the bathhouse starting in the next few weeks. The company that built an add-on to the Mondovi wastewater treatment plant is in financial trouble. During this week's Mondovi City Council meeting, Mayor Weiss told the council that the company known as ClearAs notified the city that they're dissolving. Mayor Weiss says that the add-on was intended to reduce phosphorus into the Buffalo River,
which was, you know, the desire or the intent of that was to lower our phosphorus, you know, into the affluent, the Buffalo River flow. So we think we can still control that through other processes. So we're really, you know, going to look at recouping some of our funds or seeing what's out there as far as our bonding and other things.
The add-on from ClearAs has not been working properly since it was installed, but Weiss says the rest of the plant continues to operate normally. Wisconsin may get its first national park designation. The House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Federal Lands will hear proposed legislation to make the Apostle Islands a national park. Currently, the islands, located in far northwestern Wisconsin, are a national lakeshore. 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany introduced the legislation to make them a national park. The Apostle Islands have been a national lakeshore since 1970. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources will end its ban on carrying a gun near the water. The DNR agreed to repeal its 1999 rule that stopped anyone from carrying a gun near a lake, river, or stream as part of a settlement with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The DNR approved the gun ban after first banning fishermen from using their guns to help catch large fish like muskie or sturgeon. but Will said the gun ban infringed on the Second Amendment. It will take some time, though, to repeal the rule. The decision to end the ban on guns, however, does not do anything to the law that bans fishermen from using guns to catch fish. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Firefighters from Durand and Mondovi responded to a barn fire in the town of Lima overnight. When firefighters arrived, they found the barn fully engulfed. One person was injured with smoke inhalation. No other details were released as of early this morning. One person is dead after a motorcycle versus pickup truck accident in the town of Buffalo Sunday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a 41-year-old male was traveling on Gin Mill Lane and crossed into the opposite lane of traffic on a blind curve and then struck a pickup truck head-on. The driver of the motorcycle was killed in that accident, while the driver of the pickup was not injured. That accident remains under investigation. Governor Tony Evers was in Elk Mound at Myers Brothers Grain Facility to announce a $450,000 agricultural road improvement grant for the town of Elk Mound to update 970th Street that runs in front of the grain facility. Evers says not only is the road important for agriculture, but the road's also used by students at Elk Mound schools.
Agriculture is such a major part of Wisconsin's history and our present economy, and we have to have safe roads. This one is extraordinarily different, is that we've got school buses going back and forth all day long, and as well as people from Eau Claire that are, you know, that have kids that go to school out here.
That project is expected to be completed in the summer of 2025. Eau Claire has removed the benches and picnic tables from one local park because of homeless. Police officers accompanied crews yesterday as they took the benches and tables out of Wilson Park. The city's Bailey Hufford said that they sent police because the homeless in the park have harassed park crews for months, even making it tough to mow. There have also been complaints about aggressive homeless people bothering anyone who wants to use the park. Things got so bad, Eau Claire canceled plans to install a new fountain in the park last summer. Hufford says there are no plans to return the benches or picnic tables anytime soon. Thousands of high school students across Wisconsin will get into college next week, even if they didn't apply. The University of Wisconsin said it will send out the first of its direct admissions letters to incoming high school seniors next week. 10 of the UW's 13 campuses are now automatically enrolling qualified high school students in an attempt to boost their numbers. UW President Jay Rothman says tens of thousands of kids will receive a letter next week. Every UW campus except Madison, La Crosse, and Eau Claire is participating in the direct admissions program. Students who want to go to those schools will have to apply on their own. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB, and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Valley Fair will hold its long-delayed 4th of July fireworks show at the end of next month. The Shakopee Amusement Park was forced to cancel the July 4th event due to flooding. The park announced that the show will now happen August 31st as part of Corn Fest. The fireworks are scheduled to begin at 9 p.m. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
McDowell is running out of time. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
At 21st in the NASCAR Cup Series standings, Michael McDowell is in desperate need of a victory, with 4 races remaining before the playoffs. The Front Row Motorsports driver believes his team no longer needs to circle certain tracks where they can win, with the ability now to triumph on any given weekend.
It used to be super speedways and road courses, right? As those were our opportunities to win. Now I don't feel like we're in that tight of a box because we have, you know, the outright speed that we've had this season, I think, has given me the confidence that we're not locked to just 2 or 3 tracks to do it at. But it's no secret we're running out of time, and we know that. And so we have a few more weeks to try to get it done.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The University of Wisconsin announcing today that former Badger football All-American and current athletic director Chris McIntosh signed a 5-year contract extension that allows him to keep running the department through at least 2029. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The extension also bumps his salary from $1 million a year to $1.45 million with annual $50,000 escalator clauses. Matchup set for the 2024 Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, which runs December 28th and 29th at Fiserv Forum. UConn squares off against Alaska Fairbanks. Wisconsin will face Ferris State in the semifinals. Brewers off today following a 4-1 road trip to Minnesota and Chicago. They're back home for six straight, starting tomorrow night with the first of a three-game set against Miami. The Brewers also signing 19-year-old Jaden Fielder, the son of former Brewers slugger Prince Fielder. Jaden Fielder went undrafted in the 2024 MLB draft. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Everyone thinks that they have to troll at night for walleyes. That's the typical technique for night bite walleyes. Well, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says he's got a better way to do it. And I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says you can use bobbers at night and be very effective on walleyes. He said it's because they move up to shallow structure to feed when the sun goes down. He says he marks these spots with his GPS, and then he'll go out and anchor so that he can throw the bobber right on top of that structure. And you can actually keep your bait a couple feet above the bottom because you want those walleyes that are very active at night and feeding to come up for that bait. And you're using a lighted bobber, a strike indicator that you can easily see, so that when those walleyes grab that leech or that minnow that you're using for bait, you're going to see it and you're going to be able to get that hook set. So put away that trolling gear, stash all those crankbaits, get out those lighted slip bobbers, polish up that anchor, and get out over those rock piles, because that's where those walleyes are at night, and you can catch them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Mid and upper 80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A lot to talk about today. We're going to talk this midday numbers, the GFS model kind of coming in line with other models. What does that really mean for us here in the Midwest and to our neighbors to the south? Global supply versus what we're seeing U.S. supply. And we'll also talk about the currencies going forward. Not to mention that we had a decent cattle day today, but what do these on-feed numbers mean when you break it down state by state? There's an interesting thing that I think a lot of folks haven't really looked at. And the consumer GDP, for example, we know John Deere themselves making a lot more cuts this week. Lots to look at, as I mentioned. So joining us, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. And just to expand, because we had a listener that's like, hey, I want to hear more about Mike talking about this weather. We talked about it during the midday, Mike, and the models have come more in unison versus being on polar opposites right now.
Yeah, they have. And I will say to those who follow me with both price analysis and weather analysis, it sure seems to me that this year has been a real bust when it comes to the El Nino, La Nina phenomenon in terms of trying to predict weather coming in or coming out. And it started early in the year, February, March, we started to hear about the shift, and it's just been drug out. And we have had an unbelievably strange year in the Northern Hemisphere, where we've had droughts that has spanned all the way across the United States, Central Plains, and Eastern Corn Belt earlier this year that moved all the way into Europe, which moved all the way into China. And it was very interesting early on this year, Susan, to see how you would have flooding in China, parts of China's crop belt, like the southern eastern areas, and all of a sudden you'd see flooding in parts of the United States crop belt in kind of the same latitude area. And generally speaking, we're still keeping with that. The Northern Hemisphere is still very much active in terms of it's rewarded some of the driest areas with some much needed rain, but we've also seen some real drought pick up again, and it looks like we're under one of these bigger changes again. And what I mean by that is we have seen some rainfall come in Ukraine and the Black Sea region, a little bit more expected. It was just in the nick of time to help. But even USDA and NOAA, they team up and they do their weekly weather and crop bulletin, and their update that came out just yesterday or the day before yesterday, they noted specifically how really welcome rains came in some of the driest, biggest cropland areas around the 22nd of July. But as they say, despite providing welcome drought and heat relief, many of the region's summer crop yield losses are irreversible. And I think this makes a lot of sense that we would go into the next WASDE report watching for Black Sea cuts in oil seeds and row crops. And they're not out of the woods, and it looks like the Western Corn Belt, which had been getting most of the rain earlier this year, is going to turn off hot and dry. And so when the two models agree, my tendency has been I can kind of put a stake or claim into believing these models more. And so today when we saw these models come together, it made a lot more sense to me to start talking about the supply side and talking about the potential for the later planted corn, the very delayed planted beans in many cases across both sides of the Corn Belt, maybe having some real heat and some real issues to have to contend with west of the Mississippi River.
So what do you see when it comes to U.S. supplies versus global supplies? Because you and I have talked many times about this global weather phenomenon that's taking place as well.
Yeah, this has also gotten into more of a foggy look to more of a focused look in the analysis. And we should not be surprised that this weather rally this week especially is not a slam dunk for the bull. And we can trace this back to the weak demand fears, and we can trace this back to exactly what you're talking about, that where is the supply in this marketplace? And remember, and I think it's important going forward here the next couple weeks, that the soybeans lead the market rally because they're the most vulnerable in the United States, and we turn into a U.S. weather market-led type strategy mindset by the funds that the world supplies of beans are much more adequate, if not burdensome, than the world supply of corn. And it was just today that the agriculture attaché for USDA in Argentina came out with fresh numbers in their grain update. They took their corn production number for this past year down 1 million tons versus USDA to 51 million tons. More importantly, they took the exports down to 34 million tons for the marketing year versus USDA's updated WASDE numbers this month of 37. So we've got a 3 million deficit in attaché number versus WASDE number that we could pick up. And I think the same could be said for Brazil. I think the same could be said for Ukraine. They're probably not going to have a 28 million metric ton crop. They're probably going to be closer to the mid to lower 20s. And if they get hot and dry again, they could even go below 20, I think. So it's important, I think, at this stage of the game, the global supplies, where are they at versus the U.S. supplies, and where's the competition? And we've seen that in the global price already. Romania's rallied 50 to 60 cents versus where it was just 2 weeks ago. Paris corn still trading over $6, almost $6.10 a bushel, compared to our price here at the Merck of around $4.10, $4.15. So really important to keep track of where the supplies are going forward.
Is there concerns with these export numbers? I mean, the report this week wasn't so hot either.
Yeah, I think you hit a big deal there with the other half of why it's not a slam dunk for the bull on the weather side of the equation. It's because we can trace this weak demand fear back to the China-U.S. relationship and some of the Brazilian numbers that came out that China put out earlier this week, where they showed their Jan to June imports of soybeans from Brazil were up something like, I think, 15 or 20%, whereas from here they were down over 20%, and that's in volume terms. And so I think this goes back to the currency market and this weak demand market.
We do have a lot more to unpack as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. More's coming up. You're listening right here to the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back now to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzlo with Global Commodity Analytics. So let's jump into how important we're seeing the currencies are as we go forward and hard to believe into the month of August next week.
Yeah, and this is where I think, Susan, if I had to say what would be right next to the weather as far as importance to the grain markets, and again, we saw it in the wheat market again today, where we're dealing with a soft red wheat price that's only 20 cents roughly from that 3.5 year low we put in a month or two ago. I think this is where a trend shift in the U.S. dollar is very necessary to bring back the funds. And the reason I say that, other than what we talked about in the first segment, is the idea that if you get a market that can see a shift in the dollar, that tends to follow that the market is less worried about U.S.-China trade relationship heading into the November election. And while those two are really linked together, they are two separate things. I mean, there's fundamentals that are driving the dollar higher, but there's also the fear that we're going to have worsening relationships, essentially regardless of who wins the presidential election. And I think this is where, if we could get the dollar to see a major trend shift against the Brazilian currency, against the Chinese currency, then we could start to look at, I think, a real improvement in U.S. agriculture exports. Because again, when I look at the wheat and I look at the corn especially, we're going to have a lot larger share than what we're used to of world production this year and going forward than what we've been used to the past 2 or 3 years. And I note, especially from a standpoint of the Black Sea and especially from a standpoint of the South American side of the equation too. And I think the other side of that is we need a trend shift in the dollar, especially given that we're just around the corner of the next planting pace of the Southern Hemisphere. You know, we're going to be talking about South America planting again in acreage and yield potential in probably 60 days. And so right as we get ready to talk about our yields, we're going to start talking about that next crop coming in South America. So the years I've been in business, it's only more and more and more important that we continue to see that dollar work in favor of commodities, not against it, because we have so much more competition than we did 20 years ago.
Let's switch gears and go over to the livestock here quick. And looking at a strong day for the cattle market, but you had some interesting on-feed numbers that you wanted to share.
Yeah, and this is something for the cash market especially. But, you know, generally speaking, we've got tailwinds in this market from the cattle on-feed report, from the negotiated cash price, now from the heat coming into the Southern Plains. And I think that really took hold today in the price action for the fat cattle especially. But when you do look at those on-feed numbers, the state-by-state versus last year is very interesting. And it would make me inclined to think that we're going to have bigger supplies in the South, and therefore the Southern price is going to remain maybe the weaker price. But it's probably going to be the price that we want to look at to give us direction in terms of the overall trend. And what I mean by that is versus last year, Kansas on-feed numbers down 7%, but Oklahoma's up 30%. Now, Oklahoma's a lot smaller on-feed number net-net, but it's still important. Same with Colorado, down 2% versus last year, but Texas is up 3%. South Dakota's another state that's well above last year's level. Again, a smaller on-feed number net, but we're getting so tight in supplies, I think these states really start to matter a lot more.
Another area we want to talk about before we wrap up is a pullback that we're seeing, unfortunately, in jobs. Whether it's John Deere or other companies, the GDP, all that's going to weigh in overall on the economy.
Yeah, we really had a really nice turn of events where the GDP today coming in at 2.8% for the second quarter beat expectations by a lot. Consumer spending was noted on that, Susan. But I do think that with what we saw with some of the job cuts, as you say, and other companies like Whirlpool cutting 1,000 salary positions earlier this year, other companies, heavy consumer-intensive companies starting to talk about a much weaker consumer look. I think this reminds me a lot of the late 80s, early 90s. And so we really do want to be careful of not overplaying our hand on the demand side now that we're heading into the second half of the calendar year for the beef and for the pork, especially with the likelihood that prices are not probably going to come down much at all at the retail counter.
Having any long-term effects on agriculture?
Yeah, I have a lot of issues demographically and with AI and algo trading. You know, as a person that's getting fast approaching 60 years old, it is a demographic issue that we're going to face here in agriculture in the world, not just in the United States. And I think this is where the linkage between the stock market and the cattle market, for instance, these are linkages we really didn't think much about.
So what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a free trial, a two-week free trial, is go to globalcomresearch.com, globalcomresearch.com with two M's on the globalcom.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Just a reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America,
I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Last week's massive computer outage from the CloudStrike update highlighted how important it is for technology to work correctly. In agriculture, three big machinery makers are working together to find the best technology talent possible. And I'll have the details when we return. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. In today's rapidly changing technology landscape, the integration of advanced technology into agriculture has become, for many, seamless. Pieces of equipment talk with one another, data moves from the cab to the cloud and back down to the farm office, all while GPS guidance keeps everything on the right track. It's a lot of important information, and these companies know how vital it is to keep that data secure. It's so vital, in fact, three of the largest farm machinery manufacturers work together each year to give hackers the chance to break into their farm equipment. It's called the Cyber Tractor Challenge, and it's an annual event where AGCO, Case IH, and John Deere invite college students and professionals to breach the security of their machinery. These folks are encouraged to try and hack all potential weaknesses, not just cloud-based solutions, but also the physical hardware, like the tractors themselves and various Internet of Things devices used along with them. The five-day event, offered on a real farm in Iowa, offers participants hands-on experience and professional guidance from industry experts. It emphasizes the convergence of technology and agriculture, highlighting the importance of cybersecurity in an industry increasingly reliant on complex, interconnected equipment. The challenge, originally started by John Deere in 2022, has since expanded to include other major players in the industry. It aims to address the significant shortage of cyber talent and showcases the potential synergy between cybersecurity and agriculture. During the Cyber Tractor Challenge, students from universities across the country, including Iowa State, Colorado State, and South Dakota State University, participate in educational sessions and hackathon-style activities. They work alongside professionals from the sponsoring companies, applying their knowledge to develop hypotheses and test vulnerabilities in the equipment. At the end of the five-day experience, the students have identified potential security issues with the machinery, and the companies have identified potential future hires. I'll be back with more after this.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
Now, letting a computer hacker take their best shot at your $500,000 tractor isn't something most farmers would do. But with ag manufacturers doing it at the Cyber Tractor Challenge, we get the benefit of more secure communications and better data standards. It's the kind of teamwork we like to see. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Mid and upper 80s this weekend, mostly sunny. It'll be more humid as well, and then there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms later Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes, jumping those hills with Luke and Bo. Plastic cap guns and a swimming hole, don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the offering place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes. They're putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was a and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. 18 left it all behind. Chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes. We're putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. And had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. When we didn't have much. I can still hear Grandma reading at a red letter book of John. I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes. From putting that bacon on Mama's stove, dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. Had it all.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. I tried all I can imagine. I begged and pleaded and tried. baby, bye-bye.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roof. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. She told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she told her.
Something, 'cause mama don't get dressed up for nothing.
here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Some help on the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dadgum heat, I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, 'cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work.